Thank you very much, Rob. In studio with us this morning is Reno County Administrator Randy Partington. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning.
All right. First of all, the County Commission sent back to the Planning Commission, I'm going to use this technical language because I want to be sure I get this right, limited scale commercial solar regulations. That's the words they used. What you're talking about is small projects. I think Arc Valley may have one on the table they want to do. Right. We're not talking about huge solar farms and things like that. That has been something that the commission, at least to this point, has not shown any desire to do, but they wanted to know what a smaller scale one would look like. So the Planning Commission sent them a set of regulations. The County Commission gave their what they wanted to see edited. The Planning Commission made their edits, and now where's that at?
So we received the kind of the memo and the information from the Planning Commission yesterday, and that will be added to tomorrow, Wednesday's County Commission meeting. It's a late edition. The County Commission has received the packet, and the public notice will go out sometime this morning to let people know, but that will be at the end of business items tomorrow morning. And the, as you said, the limited scale is basically about 10 acres or less, 2 megawatts or less, and I believe it's no small scale solar can be within 2 miles of the another one. So they have to be at least 2 miles, have to have 2 miles of separation.
Right, and the idea being that if a small utility, again, Arc Valley is just the example that comes immediately to mind, but I'm sure there are others, would want to have that as an option for them to generate power for their customers, but it's not this huge, they're not sending power out to the larger grid. Right. This is something small enough that it doesn't involve the Southwest Power Pool or any of that big stuff.
Right, that's correct. It's for their own use within their, like Arc Valley, for their customers. Like you said, not to the Southwest Power Pool.
Okay, and that's really important because those are different things. I don't want to get in the weeds with you on that because this is not a Reno. That's not a Reno County question. I will have a longer conversation with somebody else on that later. Except to say, this is very limited in scope. We're talking about less than one lane of the highway. The what can you do on your own place for your own power? That's a whole separate issue, and that's not what we're talking about.
Right. For the residential, if someone wants to put a small solar farm, I call it farm, but a small solar panels on their residential or private property, that still does not have regulations unless it's roof mounted. Roof mounted, people can do that anywhere in the unincorporated parts of Reno County, but the residential, that one has not been addressed yet. This is more for, like you said, the Arc Valley type of, 5 to 10 acre small farms.
Right. So this is small scale commercial. Residential that is ground mounted as opposed to mounted on the building is something they're going to work on as well, but that's not what's going to be on the agenda tomorrow. I just want to try to make this as clear as possible before you guys go into that meeting. Now, that's one facet of a larger conversation that the county's going to have at tomorrow's meeting about the potential for countywide zoning. Now, the reason why that has come up is, frankly, the alternative energy piece. It's because the County Commission wants to be able to look at proposals, no matter where they are in the county, related to alternative energy, if they're going to be those big scale things that we had talked about before, that this isn't.
Right.
So what they did with wind is put an overlay on the entire county, basically saying, yeah, we're not going to do that right now. And so Patrick Hoffman has been working on an informational piece for the County Commission to give them an idea of what their options are with regard to that. Now, it doesn't seem to me, at least from watching the meetings, unless you've heard something different, which is why I'm asking you, that the County Commission has any desire to, for want of a better way of putting it, fully zone the entire county. I don't think they want people out in Turon to have the same restrictions as somebody that's next to Bueller, so to speak. That doesn't seem to be their general direction, but they do want to be able to regulate these big projects and not just have them happen in their backyard without them knowing about it would be the way I would describe it based on what they've said. Would you agree with that?
For the most part, they've kind of gone back and forth of, you know, what really does countywide zoning mean versus what they want. So when you put restrictions on wind energy or solar energy countywide, you're kind of making it somewhat of a zoned county anyways, because then you have regulations, zoning regulations. So staff has thrown it out. The alternative, you know, an option is to just say the county is zoned, which Reno County, the zoning is already a little bit kind of zoning light, because there's not building permits in the county anywhere, even in the zoned areas, not really a true building permit, as in, you know, having to meet building codes, different things. It's more about setbacks and general layout of the property. Most of the unzoned areas of Reno County right now are ag land that would be exempt from most zoning issues anyways. So the thought was, have public hearings, have meetings out in different communities, explain what zoning is and how it protects the landowners, because right now it is solar's the issue. A couple years ago it was wind, but we don't know what's going to happen in the future. If there's zoning, then if a landowner wants to do something that may be a little bit bizarre, neighboring landowners with countywide zoning would have an option to have their voice heard. But if they're not zoned, their voice won't be heard and people can do whatever they want, which in some cases is good, depending on what they want to do with their property. So so staff thought it'd be good to at least have that conversation and see if the commission wanted to go out to the various communities, explain what zoning would mean to them, how it would protect them in some aspects, and then kind of help explain, when we say we'll regulate them, what that really means by regulations. So that was the thought that a couple commissioners had brought up at the last meeting, but you're right. There's a couple commissioners that don't really, they gave the impression they didn't want to mess with it too much now.
So we will see what a majority of the commission does after Patrick has talked. Cause yes. I really don't know for sure at this point.
Right. And even for if the county commission wants to ban solar, large-scale commercial solar countywide, they would have to have more, there would have to be more public hearings anyways. So that's where the thought, you're going to have public hearings and discussions with that part of the community anyways. So maybe lay out both options to let them think about it.
Sounds good. We'll take a break and have more with Randy Partington coming up. Morning show, Nick Gosnell and Randy Partington. He is the county administrator for Reno County. So some project updates, I guess. Where are we at with the sheriff's office shooting range, the one out by the landfill?
Okay, so we're on phase one right now of the shooting range. So the berms are up at the landfill. The concrete platform, I believe, has been laid, and they're working on the awning that would go over where the shootings will take place.
The thing that keeps the bullets from going anywhere but on that land, basically.
Right, kind of the little lanes and the canopy. Mm-hmm. So that's phase one. That's in process right now. Then after that's done, I believe the sheriff has reached out to the contractors to get updated cost estimates for the training building that was going to be phase two, so that the sheriff and myself can then go to the county commission later, maybe sometime this spring, with those updated numbers to see if the county commission wants to move forward with phase two.
Okay. So the piece that would actually make it so they could drive out there and use it for training is being worked on, but mm-hmm. then the additional amenities that would make them be able to, say, have somebody else come in and host them, that's phase two, and they're still looking at estimates on that.
Exactly. The training building will be to where they can have classes, go in and do other things other than just the shooting and talk about things. That's phase two. But sometime this year, when this phase one is done, they will be able to go out there and do the shooting classes they need.
Okay. And then the second thing is the Yoder water piece that the the city of Hutchinson agreed they're going to go ahead and run the water line down there so that it can be blended with the water district 101 well water so that it can lower the nitrate level. Is all the legal stuff on that done?
No. The city of Hutchinson and Reno County have agreed in principle that Reno County for Yoder residents will buy water from the city of Hutchinson, and we will build a line from somewhere on Airport Road, connect with a meter there, and we'll then run it down Yoder Road to our well, blend the water. But the contract with the city of Hutchinson has not been completed yet, but it will be taken care of. We just have not finalized any documents at this time.
Okay. And is that partially just the back and forth between the lawyers, or were you trying to wait on a new city manager before you had that conversation, or what's a, what, for want of a better way of putting it, as my dad used to say, what's the holdup?
It's really just coming to agreement of what that rate is, what a commercial water rate is. The city of Hutchinson, I think, bills and charges in cubic feet. The county for our water districts in 1,000 gallons, getting different conversions, and the agreement that the city of Hutchinson has based on the number of meters versus us just having one meter. It's really just the legal part of getting an agreement that both entities can explain to the public that we did our best in the negotiations.
Okay, sounds good. And I assume we'll see that probably again. That's probably later in the spring.
Yes, it definitely needs to be spring, summer at the very latest, so we can then go forward with other loans, for the financing of the project. We have to know the rates.
And how long would it take from the beginning of, okay, everything's done, now you can send it out to bid and get a contractor and go actually run the line? How long is that going to take?
Well, because we've been working on the financing, grant applications, loan applications, we just about 2 months ago, I believe, went to engineering, to full engineering. That takes about 3 to 4 months. Then it has to get KDHE approvals, 90 to 120 days. So it'll be October, November before we put it out to bid.
All right. So we're talking about a construction project that won't happen until next year, most likely.
Correct.
Okay. And so as far as those folks down there that have had to deal with this for a while, it's still going to be an issue for at least a little while longer.
Yes, we're moving as quick as we can, but with government, sometimes the red tape takes a long time.
Well, especially when you get all the alphabet soup involved at the state level as well and so on. So, yes. And not that any of it shouldn't be. It's just the way it works.
Right, exactly.
All right. Randy Partington is the Reno County Administrator with us here on KWBW Hutchinson. Thanks, Randy.
All right. Thank you.
News is next.